Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
President.
Hi, Henry. Any last minute developments?
No, I
finished my rehearsals.
Okay. Not good.
Is it?
I think we're going to get the answer from the other side by Monday.
They think they're going to get an answer to that.
Yeah.
Good.
That's the only answer.
What?
Almost inconceivable.
Why not? But it's both
that. That would have had to be the
plan. What about Mr. D? What do you expect to do?
Well, that usually takes at least 2 weeks.
You gave him 2 weeks.
Well, I gave him an effect of good. But if we haven't got the answer, we've just got to play it as a different angle.
Yeah, that's right.
They then come in front of us and help us.
Right. Well, anyway, you had the feeling in your brief New York.
I think that,
some of these people, we've got them worried.
President, I thought...
Hold just a minute, I've got to... He's willing.
He is willing.
It's up to him to mess with him to make. I like him as a person.
He said he'd be willing to come in and talk to a group of us.
I'll talk to him. I don't know.
Complain. Talk to him?
Sure he would, but I'm not going to complain to him. I'm just going to say, look, you know what you're doing. Let's just cut it out.
I think if I could, I would have been dead.
Sure, I'll talk to him.
But
he's
I
an old...
I think that would be such an unexpected.
You could just say, look, the president, you think he should know that I have never said anything personal about him. He's written me a couple of times, but quite a few times. But I'd always felt personally very friendly to him, and I still do. I'd be glad to talk to him. And it's not in a complaining way. I realize they've got their games and they've got ours. I'll give him some of the cold steel we gave NBC and shake him up a little.
Sure,
you can call him that. I'd be delighted to see.
But I think if I could call him and say, I mentioned
him
and the face of the president,
right.
He felt it rather than do something to this. I think that would have a
good thing. And that the purpose that I've got to say is not to complain, it's that I know those things where there shouldn't be this information. It shouldn't be. My feelings can only be friendly to Haley, you can point out, Frank Stanton, and CIO. I consider them all personal friends. We know that they're news staffs. Remus, that's all. The equity was true.
Well, Hunt Southwood was another thing.
That's nice to hear a little of that, though. You weren't hearing it before, were you?
Well, that's it. You can hear people expressing concern about the strain of the crisis.
Yeah. You know, these people must realize that they put an unconscionable strain on me and on the office. They damn near broke Johnson. They have really put more on me than they have on him at one
point. Oh, no, that is
because basically he had control. He had the Congress, I don't.
Well, he mandated the Congress never attacked him the way they. I mean, you didn't have any more government passing, so
never
did it.
Never.
Well, if you had the congressional support that he had,
right,
the war would be over.
Right. But the point is that they, I think some of these guys would feel that no, that I'm taking this. I think, on the one hand, some of them may know it. On the other hand, a decent guy like that, punch of a nice guy, so Wallace, a decent fellow like to say, well, gee, that's pretty tough. But also, it scares some of them, Henry, because by God, they know that they're not getting to me.
Well,
you know?
The fact that you held your poison.
That, you know, has its effect on the opposition.
And I think the Mansfield side strength is not even though it was a permanent issue. Although it was an important issue. That had an effect.
Right. Well, sure, I'll see Cronkite. Come down.
I'll find that.
Sure, just I'll come down.
I think that's ready.
Okay. Well, we'll see how the other things work out.
Right, President Clifford now called Sullivan that he would give him his information next Wednesday. It shows a real great sense of urgency. He can't. If not.
He's just got
some empathy.
Yeah, I think so. I think both he and Teddy.
Even Humphrey came somewhat to your support.
He did a great deal.
Yeah. And he's such a coward, he doesn't do it out of conviction. So he must take the principle that his friend is in his
and that's barely on the week. I'm not a bit concerned about communicating.
Well,
that, all that does is simply solidify the kind of people we've got. Farmers out there.
Well,
we'll have meaning.
Lovestone said he would try to keep me as responsible as possible. I still think he'll keep to that.
Gotta wait to see what happens. I just hope we've got a ship. Just one. That's all we need.
Right. Well, we have no trouble on the West Coast with Chinese.
That's where I mean. I met a ship. Really a massive effect. Okay.
We'll see about that after the meeting.
Okay.
Right.